This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
President Biden's ATF director choice was questioned on the Hill Wednesday, Timberg reports.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, appeared before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Mr. Chipman's nomination has been hailed by gun control advocates, but Second Amendment groups say he's advocated for extreme positions on firearms, including banning semi-automatic firearms and magazines. On Wednesday, Chipman was asked about banning the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President. The AR-15 is a gun I was issued on ATF's SWAT team, and it's a particularly lethal weapon, and regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons I have advocated for. As ATF director, if I'm confirmed, I would simply enforce the laws in the book.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This day in history, Flash, 1938. A boat carrying 937 Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi persecution is turned away from Havana, Cuba, with only 28 people allowed to stay in Cuba. The United States and Canada also deny entry. The rest are forced to sail back to Europe, where they're distributed among several countries, including Great Britain and France. Flash, 1941. The British Navy sinks the state-of-the-art German battleship Bismarck in the North Atlantic near France. The German death toll was more than 2,000 people. The ship was on the high seas for only 2 years. Flash, 1937.
After 5 years of work, the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge is completed. The world's longest single-span suspension bridge that cost over £7 million. San Francisco's mayor cuts through the silver chain with a blow lamp, and from each end of the bridge, the motorcade speeds on to meet in the center and symbolize the completion of a great engineering achievement. Overhead, the U.S. Air Force roars. 1,000 feet below, the Navy churns the water into froth.
Construction began on January 5, 1933. The project cost more than $35 million and was completed ahead of schedule and $1.3 million under budget. Flash, 1703. After winning access to the Baltic Sea through his victories in the Great Northern War, Tsar Peter the Great founds the city of St. Petersburg as the new Russian capital. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? But look at, hey, this is our country. And for 250 years plus, I guess, or close to it anyway, in round numbers, this is, you know, it's been a great American dream. And there are interests, there's no doubt about it. Globalist interests, they want to do everything they can to upend this country, the ideal, the people. I mean, here we are, Memorial Day just around the corner, a time that we pause and remember. Yes, you know, there's family outings and picnics, but most importantly, what needs to be remembered here, Megan Barth, are the people that paid the ultimate sacrifice, the people who died from the very beginning of this great American idea through the current era. They sacrificed, gave up their lives, and the families that sacrificed with them. This is what Memorial Day is all about, and what is most important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's unfortunate that what we have here is culture warriors and not real fighters for the American dream. The culture warriors have literally defaced the American flag. They've defaced the American spirit in the pursuit of some sort of, you know, utopia or equity, as they now say. I can tell you that my father and my great-grandfather and my grandfather certainly didn't go to battle in order to disarm Americans like the left wants to do. They certainly didn't go to battle so big tech could then silence our speech. So we've certainly drifted away from the purpose of, you know, freedom and unity and equity, as they say. And that's unfortunate, but I'm very happy to see that the American spirit is a very enduring spirit. It's very hard to crush. And we see that, throughout all the many people who continue to fight, in their own way here and abroad, or even not going into battle, just fighting for to keep the American dream alive.
Exactly. Well, Megan, at the very heart of this, I think what people are realizing is they put their trust in the wrong entity, in the wrong institution, in government people. They trusted in their government, whether state, local, otherwise. But, you know, last time I looked as our motto, it is in God we trust. It is not in any president that we trust or any, you know, elected official that we trust. This is where we've messed up. And I believe people are starting to realize and they're recentering, they're resetting themselves in realizing they have got to put their trust back in God. And when they do, then we can start getting to the truth. I mean, look what's happening. These institutions that we trusted in for the last 18 months or so that led us into lockdowns and scared the holy what have you out of us. And, you know, we said all along this was the China virus. The president had said this former President Trump, but because it came from Trump, there had to be a lie and all this. And what are we finding out now? These people that we trusted, like Anthony Fauci, and basically he's just been covering his political rear end all along. And now the truth is coming out in such a way that they can't deny it anymore. And he has to admit himself that, COVID-19 may have come from the Wuhan lab after all.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when Facebook stopped censoring posts on the origin of the virus, and also Vox, I guess it's a magazine, but yeah. Vox starts changing, going back into their issues and changing citations and scrubbing the conspiracy theory of the Wuhan lab, and other blue check marks on Twitter are deleting their past tweets, calling the Wuhan lab origin a conspiracy and even racist. Mm-hmm. You know that we're over the target. You know that we're hitting the mark.
Exactly. Even the president, the current president, Joe Biden, is, in typical form that he learned so well from Barack Obama, that lost art of leading from behind. Once again, leading from behind, he himself is retracting and readjusting his narrative on this COVID-19 incident.
Well, they have to, because we simply do not know. There has not been an investigation. And, of course, we need an investigation into the origins of this virus, because I will guarantee you that the next time a very strong candidate for president on the Republican side or a very strong president like Donald Trump takes office, there will be another pandemic unleashed by one of our enemies.
Exactly.
The fact that we are relying on the communist Chinese as part of this investigation is absolutely laughable. Mm-hmm. That's like the wolves guarding the hen house, right? Mm-hmm. You can't investigate yourself. And also, right. Communists aren't known for telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Communists, much like the Democrats, and it's very hard for me to see the difference between the two, they use propaganda in order to bury the truth and spread lies. And this is exactly what we should expect from the communist Chinese.
Let me interject this, because you said something really important here, and I want people to gather this. Because once you abandon the truth, you set yourself up. You get to the point where you can't even recognize the truth anymore. And I think this is what's happened with the Democratic Party and Democrats, and why some Democrats are starting to leave the party, because they're going, this just doesn't make sense. I cannot associate with the mistruths and the lies anymore as part of this party. Go ahead and pick it up from there.
Yeah, and I've said since, and that's why propaganda is such a formidable tool that communists and Democrats, or one of the same, use, is in order to create false narratives as well as false perceptions. You know, propaganda is very underestimated, because we weren't necessarily used to seeing propaganda here until, well, really in the last 10 years, since the mainstream media has really become, and probably 20 years, the mainstream media really have become not independent journalists that hold people in power accountable. They've literally are providing cover for a political party in order to create narratives. And in so much as something simple as, the Republicans are evil. No, actually, our enemies are evil. And I've said since day one that this COVID virus was nothing but a biological weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe in patterns. And when you look at when this biological weapon was released, it was during the time where Trump was really putting the screws to China. They simply did not want to do a trade deal. They have been talking about a virus or a pandemic for years. Dr. Fauci even predicted that there would be a pandemic. Well, he was part of it.
Sure.
We were funding communists in order to create deadly viruses. Geez, what could go wrong? And it wasn't that we were funding it, but an unelected bureaucrat, who is the highest bureaucrat in government, Dr. Fauci, was the one writing the check.
Exactly. and why he didn't tell us about what they suspected early on. Because he had a team there when they built up the Wuhan lab, and his team came back after about 18 months and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's a problem. And then rewind a couple of years before that, you've got Bill Gates announcing, you know, the possibilities of a pandemic. What did he know? See, all this really, what the tentacles go to this one world government and the globalists. It's more than the Democratic Party. It's the globalist movement that has come into this country in full force that manipulated the 2020 elections. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your gold. The fight, the fight, your gold. You've come so far, keep going.
you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BringingBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, you know, Fauci has to finally admit, they made fun of Rand Paul to such a degree that he was attacked and threatened. I mean, this guy's been a target repeatedly, if it's not his neighbor. Now you got people sending him messages in the mail along with some white powder. Thank God there, I don't know if it was talcum powder or what. But, they wanted to scare and intimidate the senator for doing the people's work and asking critical questions of Dr. Fauci. And now that Dr. Fauci's kind of recanted, so as you said, something is happening here quite significantly that the truth is coming out. And, the next big thing after, COVID-19 is to see if there's leadership. And I don't know if it's in the Biden administration to be able to do this, but what they need to do is be able to assemble these international leaders in all these countries that have been affected, which is the world, because of what China did, and come after China in full force. I'm not saying there needs to be a war, but they need to be held into account, because not only do we have deaths, the cost of economies, across the world, that was all because of of China's, I can say at this point, negligence, because clearly that seems to be the case, the way they've handled this without any kind of transparency. They've been covering their rear end, and they seem to be one of the few that have benefited from all this, as opposed to the other countries that have sustained so many deaths and so much economic travail.
Yeah, I'd really like to see some leadership. I don't expect it out of the Biden administration, considering the cabinet that he's put together. However, I would expect to see some leadership from the Republican Party that actually takes an offensive position instead of a defensive position, specifically when it comes to the CDC and how the CDC is nothing but a laboratory of lies. They just recently redid their numbers, their COVID numbers, quietly, of course.
Yes.
You can tell your liberal friends that no, 600,000 people did not die from COVID. Actually, 5% of that number died from strictly COVID. 5%. And when you do the math, we'll just make it easy. Let's say it's 500,000 people. If you do 5% of 500,000, that's literally 25,000 people died from strictly COVID. That's actually less than the average flu. And what did the Democrats do? They used the inflated numbers by their bureaucrats in the CDC, like Dr. Fauci. They used fear and intimidation like they always do, because they operate in the modem of fear. Fear is a very powerful drug. It influences behavior. And they destroyed lives. They destroyed states. They destroyed economies, all based on these falsified numbers that the CDC put out. So this flu was no different than other flus, and actually was less deadly.
Yes, exactly.
Than the average flu.
Yeah, the average flu is about 40,000, 50,000, right?
Instead of just me, right, instead of just me talking about it on your show or other radio shows, I'd really like to see some Republican leadership say exactly or at least similar to what I just told you. Because
exactly.
Those are the facts.
Yeah.
And when people know the facts, then only then they can be armed with the truth to fight back. We know that the lockdowns didn't work. We now know that masks are nothing but political theater. And how do we know this? Because of the numbers, and because Dr. Fauci literally said on CNN he was simply wearing a mask to make others feel better.
Yes. Yeah, and this is the thing. See, they created fear, and now they themselves are afraid of the reaction of those that were once fearful, who are not fearful anymore, and they're going to come after them for what they've done. And it's not just, what they've done to us right today, but look at, they impacted our kids. What kind of damage have they done to our children who have been out of school for over a year, Megan?
Well, actually, I'm not a big fan of public education.
Well, that's okay.
But I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, I hear what you're saying. What this virus was, it wasn't the most lethal virus ever known to man. It was actually a psychological and behavioral operation. This virus actually has caused more mental sickness as far as behavioral modifications that I've seen ever. You don't mask. We've never masked healthy children. We've never masked young children. We've relied on our, one thing about kids is that they can play in the dirt, they can play in the mud, they build their immunity, immunity through, touching everything, playing in the mud. We've stripped this ability for them to naturally respond and build natural antibodies to various bacteria and viruses.
Right.
So, you know, what we were going to have, and this is very interesting, I'll be very quick. I was just told that if you get the jab, the Fauci ouchie, as the left calls it, your insurance company can drop you. And this was actually confirmed by a firefighter friend of mine.
Because you are taking,
people might want to call their insurance company, because you are taking a classified experimental drug. There is no FDA approval.
Yes.
Just like you have to waive liability to the pharmaceutical companies when you take the jab, your insurance companies might waive their liability to you.
Well, can you blame them when we don't know what the consequences are? What's the possibilities down the road? And then we're finding out, you know, for me, as you know, I shared with you that my daughter-in-law, because she's such a giver, shared the COVID with me when I was in California a couple of months ago. So I'm naturally immune. And what the doctors are reporting is that those who have contracted COVID, their immune system and their antibodies are actually better than the vaccine. But yet, see, there's no accommodation and consideration for that. They want me to have a certificate that says, in fact, I got the ouchie, you know, the Fauci ouchie, you know, like you said. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to get vaccinated. That's been my position from day one. And there's no need for me to, because I'm already resistant naturally. Why would I want to get vaccinated? And they're doing everything they can force us to do. And now the latest is that, you know, when they talk about kids that, oh, kids are naturally immune, their immune systems are so strong, we don't need to vaccinate them. Now, you know, now the CDC has authorized vaccinations for kids now 15 and older.
Oh, it's down to 12, I believe. And even 6 months, Dr. Fauci was saying that now babies can get the COVID vaccine. I mean, if that isn't medical malpractice, I don't know what is. Bill, we're similar age. When I was growing up, I think there were 3 or 4 vaccines. Now, by the time a child is like 6 months old, there's like 39.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely a runaway freight train where we've just become so dependent on pharmaceutical companies instead of our natural abilities to ward off disease. Historically, we've always relied on our antibodies. Even when you get the flu vaccine, you know, the normal flu vaccine, which is actually the flu, which has killed more people than COVID.
Right.
50% of the people that get the flu vaccine still get the flu.
That's why I don't do the flu shot. My mother used to yell at me, you need to get, I go, why? I think I got it twice because I was compelled. I was in a company meeting and they made me get the flu shot and I got the flu. I go, why do I want a flu shot just to get the flu? It doesn't make sense to me. So I stopped doing it altogether. I just don't do that. We got about a minute and a half left here. Real quick, I want to touch on this critical race theory is just being inculcated into every aspect of our government. And now the U.S. Navy announces that it's going to implement CRT.
Yes, that is an article on my website, ReaganBabe.com. I suggest everybody read it. What they have done, and I just spoke actually to a military guy, a senior military guy who said that all of his new recruits are all of these woke recruits. He said he's doing more paperwork because these recruits are filing all of these complaints, you know, like an EOE complaint for being unfairly targeted. Our military is being completely not only dumbed down, but they are being reformed into the image of these social justice warriors and not warriors abroad. If you compare on my website a video or my newsletter, the Russian military commercials and how they're training their troops compared to, you know, our commercials, which are basically promoting, you know, transgenderism as well as, hey, if you're a recruit and you have lesbian mothers, come on in because we really care the fact that you had lesbian mothers. No one cares if your mothers were lesbian. No one cares if your fathers were homosexual. Yeah. What we care about is, are you able and willing to fight
Exactly. Gotta leave.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections in the United States fell by nearly 20% over the past week, the fifth straight week of double-digit declines. America's vaccination drive is working. Earlier this week, it was announced 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's ban on abortions except in medical emergencies. Arkansas's law is due to go into effect in late summer. It makes it a felony for doctors to provide abortions except in medical emergencies. In a follow-up, a suspect was arrested Tuesday night for allegedly shooting at a number of cars with BB guns on a Los Angeles freeway. Investigators are now trying to determine if it was the same suspect linked to dozens of similar incidents in Southern California highways over the past month. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez here. Hey, are you ready to dust off the winter months and get into the spirit of the spring season? Well, Mina Hawk, our home improvement expert, is going to be joining us here in just a moment. But first, let me remind you, you know, when the forecasts begin to get sunnier and the temperatures rise, many become inspired to start their spring cleaning and spruce up, right? Well, this often entails fun outdoor projects. Updating your interior space can help you get your whole home into the spirit of the season, as we say. And Mina is here. She is the home improvement expert, host of HGTV's popular show, Good Bones. And she's going to discuss simple ways to update your space and how to improve the air quality in your home for the spring and summer months. She can also share some do-it-yourself projects, as well as update homeowners on how to prioritize your time this year, so you get the most of your time, because, hey, time is money, time is fun, time is all kinds of great possibilities. Mina Hawk, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. So why is spring? Spring happens to be one of my, I love winter, you know, like the Christmas season and everything, but spring is also a favorite time, and that seems to be a great time to make updates to, you know, to our space, right?
The nice thing is that in the spring, early summer, you can do indoor and outdoor projects and actually complete them from start to finish and have them done in time to enjoy that late summer, early fall weather before it gets really cold.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you say, it's in doing this, it's always wise to schedule a summer tune-up. I mean, we've got to put it on the calendar, right? Because if we just aspirationally say, hey, I'm going to do this, then before you know it, it's wintertime, and we've missed our opportunity.
Oh, definitely. I have mine scheduled. I have my summer tune-up, and I have my winter tune-up. I actually just had my pre-summer one, a couple weeks ago. And it's really just to make sure everything's running properly, because one of the worst things is, you know, you get that first super hot day and try to kick your AC up, and it says, no, I'm not going to do that today. And then you and probably everyone else have done that, and it's really hard to get a check out. So planning that, getting it settled ahead of time, I think is huge.
Well, let's talk about home updates that homeowners should, and renters should as well, prioritize this spring before going into summer.
I think, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do, painting, changing out shutters, maybe kitchen cabinet knobs. But a couple of those things that get overlooked are like the deep cleaning, the disinfecting of the surfaces, those things that help manage your air quality and that you don't necessarily see. It's not, you know, a dirty refrigerator. It's not as easy to pay attention to.
Exactly. Yeah, and I like the idea that you mentioned, you know, clear air. I mean, we've been sensitive to it in light of what we've gone through in the last 15 months with COVID-19 and, you know, protecting ourselves and all this good stuff. And we've really heightened our game when it comes to, you know, hygiene and these other issues. So, you know, this could be a season where we really do some especially deep cleaning just cause, right?
I mean, definitely. With how much time we've all been spending inside, particularly just now getting into that nice spring weather, I think everyone's paying way more attention to the inside of their home, the cleanliness, the projects, and the air quality. And there's some really simple things you can do to help that.
Well, and I want to talk about the simple things. I like your line, when in doubt, paint. There's nothing wrong with paint. Paint goes a long way, doesn't it?
Okay. It definitely does.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about those simple indoor, you know, shakeups that you were referring to.
Yeah, you definitely can paint. You can do some touch-ups like that. But one of the things that's a really easy thing you can do to help with your air quality is Carrier recently released a really easy plug-in air purifier that's going to grab airborne contaminants like dust and dander and pollen. And it comes in a couple sizes, so it can cover rooms up to 400 square feet, or the bigger size covers rooms up to 550 square feet. And that's going to really help manage and monitor your air quality.
Mm-hmm. Mina, what else do you suggest in, by way of updates that people can do to their spaces that are often overlooked? You know, we mentioned, you know, the refrigerator. What other things should we be on the lookout for?
Oh, I mean, I probably clean out my pantry once a month, because with two kids, it's uncleaned out very quickly. So just putting those kind of things on a rotation in my world is definitely necessary.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you got two kids and pantries, you know, somehow the cookie packages always get opened up in there, and there's a trail of cookie crumbs. it demands
exactly.
Monthly cleanup and inspection when you got kids. I know that used to drive me nuts until I changed my attitude about it, and I just realized that, I had to think of it in terms of, hey, the kids were there. You know, this is their signature of their presence, right? So it becomes a bit of a joy as opposed to a pain.
Care that they get on the shelf that they can reach.
Yes.
And then everything else that I don't want them to touch goes up higher.
Yeah, smart move, because otherwise a foot is on a shelf that doesn't handle their body weight, and we got all kinds of additional fun, right? And then we got some major touch-ups to do. That wasn't on my spring cleaning list. Guys, what did you do to me?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're talking with the home improvement expert and host of HGTV, Mina Hawk, is with us right now. And, hey, it's the season. As we get into the spring season, there's just something special about spring, too, Mina. I think that just kind of helps us set an attitude and an anticipation because, you know, things are a little bit brighter. And as we get into the summer, as we're coming into it, I mean, gosh, these weeks and months have just been flying by. I can't believe we're already in the middle of 2021.
I mean, it's definitely been wild. I have an 8-month-old that was born during COVID, and like, so her whole life has just been kind of in that world, and the longer days and the sun and the warmer temperatures are really helping get everyone outside and enjoying the nice weather again, because I think we have all been stuck inside a little too long.
Yeah, 8 months comes into this world, says everybody's wearing a mask. What planet did I come to?
Exactly.
It's just crazy. And again, you know, as you say, in preparing and scheduling our time for, you know, the summer touch-ups and, you know, getting it on your schedule. And, you know, we're probably in some areas, I'm in Florida, so everything we do is either early or late because the temperature is how they can creep up on you, right? So.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, what I would suggest is with my my technician, I'm just on their calendar, and they call me and they say it's time for your tune-up. When can we come out? And so they remember it because Lord knows I'm not going to. So if you put that on whoever your tech is to come and update your carrier unit, then you'll be in a good position.
You know, and that's a great idea, and it's, I think sometimes we overlook it. Sometimes we and especially moms, bless their heart, they just, you know, they think they have to do it all themselves, but, you know, you can have help. It's okay. Help is a good thing. Like you say, you've got techs to come in.
So
to
much help.
Right. I mean, that's the way to do it. Well, I think we all do, and sometimes it's overlooked, and, you know, here you are. You got an eight-month-old, and you got a family, and probably a high-maintenance husband you have to deal with, too. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, but that's okay. He's probably not. He's probably
definitely
a great guy.
It's one of those things that is a nice thing to be able to leave to the professionals. They come check it twice a year. They change my filters, you know, make sure everything's running properly. So I'm going to be in a good spot. Because I think even the filter change is something that gets overlooked a lot. And then your system's not running as efficiently.
Exactly. And you also recommend, check out the online tools. I mean, whatever you can do to get ideas. I mean, we've got Mina sharing these great ideas. Hope you're taking notes. And we're going to give you a place where you can go to make sure your notes are correct. But also check these online tools out, too, right?
Yeah. CarrierAtHome.com has so much information. They also have a quiz you can take that Improve My Air quiz. And that's just designed to suggest solutions for your specific needs, like their new air purifier.
Well, there it is, carrierhome.com, if you need some more information. And, Mina, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the eight-month-old. Tell her that everybody will be out of masks shortly. We, this mask stuff is going by the wayside, and we'll be coming to normal, and you won't think you're on the wrong planet, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us here as we continue fresh and independent, just the way you like to always hear from us. And the way we always like to hear from Evie Bear Carroll, the host of Movie Guide TV, she's pinch hitting for her dad, who's out fooling around once again. Thank God you're there to pinch in for him.
I know, right? Where would he be without me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's my thought. And now that we understand that it's universal, we can move on. But, hey, look, we appreciate you. Anytime we can get you on the air with us, it's always a joy, Evie. So thank you for giving us some time. We got lots to talk about that you're showing on movieguide.org. Chrissy Metz's story. What a neat story about prayer.
Well, I love this story because, you know, Chrissy Metz is the lead character in Breakthrough, and she actually has a personal story that's much like Breakthrough because her mother fell and ended up having a seizure or a stroke and two major blood clots and having to go to the hospital. And Chrissy and her siblings had to go there, and they prayed over her, and they prayed over the hospital room. And the doctor came in and said, you know, she's probably going to be a very long recovery. You know, may not be, you know, she may not fully recover because strokes are, you know, horrible things. And so you never know what will happen.
Right.
And actually, the mother recovered faster than ever, you know, better than ever. And so Chrissy feels like she has a story that helped her, you know, be in the movie Breakthrough, because in the movie, it's a very relatable story because the mother, her son, you know, falls through the ice and has to be in the hospital for months. And Chrissy's character prays over her son. So, you know, it's a nice story because it shows the power of healing. And her personal story is a true story about
exactly
how the Lord healed.
Well, and it adds some dimension and understanding because you knew that in that scene where she's praying over her son. Wow, I mean, it chills me to this day, Evie. And now you understand why that this was something that she was reliving as a result of what she had to pray and turn to God for, you know, when it came to her mother.
You're right. It was a very powerful scene, and it felt like it was very real that she was saying this prayer, even though I guess, you know, technically she was acting, but you know, I think she really was. And you know, the movie did an amazing job showing kind of the Holy Spirit working in this child's life. So,
well, and again, this story carries forward because here we are today, a nation in need of prayer. And just like, you know, just like Chrissy prayed out to God for an answer to prayer, We're a nation. I mean, and we've got families out there. There's other tragedies after a year and a half of COVID and the passing of, you know, relatives and that sort of thing. You know, these prayers have been going forth to God, and people need to be encouraged as much as possible that, you know, prayer works. Prayer always works. It may not work in the dimension and time and space that we want it to happen, but, you know, God answers prayer, and because he's God, he does it in his own way, in his own time, right?
And I totally agree. I mean, these stories are so encouraging, but they show us that God is still working in the everyday. He's working in our lives, and he wants to hear from us, and he wants to, you know, people have hard lives, and they have difficulties and struggles with COVID, with everything, you know, and so we just need to bring it to him, and I love these stories that kind of inspire us and rejuvenate us and remind us that we should be in prayer.
Well, and in some sort of way, I guess the relative comparison might be is if you had a child that was in pain, and if the child didn't come to you and ask you for help, how would you feel? And here's our Father who has the total capacity to answer prayer and says, call out to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. How must God feel when his creation, you know, has him there available to them, and he does, you know, we don't even go to him.
I know. It's, you know, we need to remember to pray and to pray for all things. So,
amen. Yeah, and another article that you address at MovieGod.org is Google is going to update their documents to add inclusive autocorrect algorithms. What does that mean?
Okay, I'm going to explain it to you because, you know, spell check. So when you go to write something, spell check is on, and sometimes it modifies what you're saying to try to help you. So what Google is trying to do is they're trying to say, you know, if a word is gender specific, they will change it for us, you know, for our benefit,
right?
to be more gender inclusive or not having a gender associated with it. For example, mailman will now be mail carrier, or chairman will now be chairperson. So this is the interesting world we live in, because Google thinks they're doing us a service when, you know, this is actually not helpful to me because I just want to write what I want to write.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're all being form-fitted. I mean, this is, it's one size fits all, and you are going to adhere to the narrative of the day one way or another. And the next thing after that is the, you know, they'll throw out a penalty flag, and you're going to be fined because you insisted on using mailman as opposed to mail carrier.
Yeah.
And then they'll keep tabs of that, Evie, because then they're going to come back and go, look at in the last 30 days, you know, just like our screen time and everything, they're going to say in the last 30 days, Evie Bear Carroll misused the pronoun 30 times. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa, right?
It just gets confusing, though. If you've ever written an article or if you've ever, you know, read an article where you're trying to, you know, they say, oh, this person says that they're a different pronoun. And so but in your mind, because we know that they're, you know, what the natural
you know, this is a very PC, not PC conversation right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, hey, leave it to us, because we're in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. And that's the price we pay when you pursue the truth. I mean, we're finding this out more and more in each passing day. And this autocorrect stuff, anyway, has gotten me in trouble, because, you're in a hurry and you go and next thing you know, the context of what you were saying to somebody is all. And there's some hysterical narratives and anecdotal stories about people whose emails have been autocorrected. And I mean, they're funny, and you only hope that the recipient of the email that got the miscorrected, spell check, that they took it in stride, you know?
Right. And these are computers, so what do they, a person is so much more complex in their thought
yes.
process and how they're putting things down. But computers, obviously, they have a one-track mind, and so they think you're trying to say something, but it's like, you're right. It's hilarious what sometimes they put down.
Yeah, maybe that's a column you and I need to write down the road, is all these hilarious algorithm, autocorrect emails that have gone out that we can all laugh about and maybe be sad about, because maybe they cause more damage than they intended to cause. So, but this is today's technocracy that we deal with. You review a movie, A Quiet Place, Part 2. Tell us about this.
Okay, well, Quiet Place, there was the first one, and it was very pro-life. So we actually gave it an award at our Movie Guide Awards. Mm-hmm. We love the element of being pro-life. It is this is the follow-up, and it is a thriller. So it's got some scary elements to it. That's why we say, teenagers and above. But this actual second one, we were happy to find out that it actually still continues with Christian moral themes to it, and pro-life themes, and what happens is it's a sci-fi fictional thriller, so of course there's aliens trying to take over the world, there's a family that's trying to exist even though the aliens are trying to take over. There's a beautiful element to it, because there's a little deaf girl, she's the daughter is deaf, and she is able to help get rid of the aliens through her cochlear implant, giving off a sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really well-made, a very suspenseful movie that you'll be on the edge of your seat. But
yes.
I just to tell you, if you're not into scary movies, or if you're not into, thrillers, don't go to it, because you will be scared by this movie. But there are some really positive moral elements to it.
Well, or you could, the alternative is check out Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie, right?
That's right. So this is interesting, because, I'm in California, and he was our governor. We call him Governator. But now he's mm-hmm. going to be back in the acting world, and he's going to put together a new television series.
He doesn't want a recurrence of Recall Part 2?
Yeah. We wondered if that was going to be an announcement.
Yeah.
But we've got some other interesting people
yes.
here that are going for things. But, So this is going to be fun. Schwarzenegger was always a fun person to watch in the movies. We haven't reviewed this Netflix series yet, so, we'll have to talk about it later when it's out, and we'll have to figure out the review. But it's kind of interesting that he's going back into the acting world.
Well, hey, welcome back. Can I ask you about Last Man Standing?
Yes. Well, Last Man Standing has just, ended, and so... Mm. Everybody was sad about it. So we have a bunch of articles on the fact that everybody in the cast was very sad about it. And, I'm personally kind of sad about it, because it was showing, some good themes in there and libertarian themes and conservative themes, because they had those characters. But
right. She's the host of the Movie Guide TV, and Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Evie, all the best to you. Remind everybody how they can be in the flow of the know.
Yep, movieguide.org.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi. I'm